Hey, good people. I'm Brad Miller, and welcome to your daily Bible refresh, a reading from the lectionary text for this day, the first day of Advent of the lectionary year C. And today we are reading from the gospel lesson, Luke 21, verses 25 through 36, and we're reading from the Message version of the Bible. So let's begin. It will all seem like hell has broken loose. Sun, moon, stars, earth, sea, in an uproar, and everyone all over the world in a panic. The wind knocked out of them by the threat of doom, the powers that be quaking. And then, they'll see the Son of Man welcomed in grand style, a glorious welcome. When all of this starts to happen, up on your feet, stand tall with your heads high. Help is on the way. He told them a story. Look at a fig tree, any tree for that matter. When the leaves begin to show, one look tells you that summer is right around the corner. The same here. When you see these things happen, you know that God's kingdom is about here. Don't brush this off. I'm not just saying this for some future generation, but for this one too. These things will happen. Sky and earth will wear out. My words won't wear out. But be on your guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dulled by parties and drinking and shopping. Otherwise, that day is going to take you by complete surprise, spring on you suddenly like a trap. For it's going to come on everyone, everywhere at once. So whatever you do, don't fall asleep at the wheel. Pray constantly that you will have the strength and wits to make it through everything that's coming and end up on your feet before the Son of Man. What a great reading. What a great way to start this Advent season, a season of anticipation. Let me give you just a couple of points to ponder and to think about with this. You know, we live in a world that's filled with all kinds of anxiety and uncertainty and seemingly insurmountable challenges. We experience that in our lives, our economics, our health, our politics, everything seems to give us a sense of anxiety. But this reading from Luke gives us a powerful message about hope and resilience and active anticipation. So I'd just like you to kind of dive into the scripture with a sense of being engaged, no matter what. You know, one of my favorite activities is taking a nap. I bet I'm not the only one. But I remember one time we had this great dog named Red, and she lived to be 17 years old. Wonderful dog. Best dog ever. Loved her. Sometimes I'd take a nap on the couch where she would be taking a nap nearby me. And more than once, I would wake up from my nap to the presence and the hot breath of Red staring at my face, just her nose just almost touching my nose. And she was just waiting for me to wake up so I could take her for a walk or do something like that. So the anticipation, I have no idea how long she was there, but she was there for a while and she didn't bark or anything, but I certainly felt her breath on me and her presence was there. There was an expectation that something was going to happen. And this passage from the Bible reminds me that there is a kind of an expectation to kind of reframe all the imagery of this, you know, apocalyptic stuff, of threat, but see all this threatful stuff as an opportunity for radical transformation. When Jesus talks about all this, you know, all the bad stuff, all this cosmic disruption, he's not predicting literal astronomical events, but he's describing systematic change that takes place. It's like the fig tree signals the approach of summer and the change is happening and societal upheavals, the emergence of God's kingdom, and that maybe there's a kingdom ready for us right around the corner of justice and compassion and radical inclusion. And part of our work personally is the spiritual work that we need to do, recognize that these moments of potential are there and anticipate them and know that there's a presence there, kind of like my dog's breath right in my face there, that there is this opportunity to create something loving and caring. Like my dog Red and I went for a walk. Maybe you can be a part of creating some new beloved event with family or friends or your church community and know that Jesus is a part of it. Jesus was kind of above being numbed by the distractions of the world. About, you know, you talk, you know, drinking and shopping and all kinds of stuff like that. Here, that's often a distraction we have. And to be resilient. So that's a couple points to ponder and to think about that I'd like for you to apply to your life. What are some points of resilience and transformational expectation? Here's your action step. This week, practice radical attentiveness. What I mean by that is choose an hour to put the phone away, don't turn on the TV, don't turn on anything electronic, but be fully present without digital distraction, either with yourself or with your spouse or with a family member or some friend, and use that time to reflect or engage on what is hopeful, what is just, what is transformative in that relationship or in your community. And then journal those things. Write it down, or maybe afterwards record it audibly. And consider one thing that you can do to improve that. So here's the resource I want to offer you today, and that's simply get a notebook. Get something you can write something down in. It could be some fancy journal if you want, but not necessary. Get a notebook, and I would encourage you to do just that. We'll look forward to seeing you next time here on the Daily Bible Refresh. But for right now, let's share this prayer. Loving God, you would, in a world that often feels overwhelming, we pause and breathe. You call us not to fear, but to hope, not to retreat, but to engage, not to sleep, but to awaken. Grant us the courage to see beyond the immediate circumstances that we are in and to recognize the potential for healing and transformation. Help us to stay present, compassionate, and connected. When the world seems chaotic, remind us that change is possible. When we feel small, help us be affirmed that we are part of something larger. When hope feels distant, draw us closer to your vision of justice and love. May we walk forward not with anxiety, but with expectant hope. Amen. That's it for now, my friends. We'll see you next time here on the Daily Bible Refresh. My name is Brad Miller. Have a great day.